Oh my God.
What?
Is that me?
Yeah? Why? What?
She's beautiful.
Francie, it's you. There's no she. That's you.
No way. Really?
Geez, sweetheart, what do you see when you look in the mirror?
Not her.
Maybe that's your problem. How do you know what to do if you don't know who you are?
My problem.
Crap! I don't mean it like that, Francine. I just meant whatever holds you back, you know? Whatever keeps you from being all that you can be.
Maybe I should join the army.
Damn it. Francine! I didn't mean anything by it.
Yes, you did!
Everything you say means something, Catchu. I know that now.
What's that supposed to mean? Francine! Unlock this door! Francine! Why are you freaking out on me?
Because I know what you paint now. I know what you're doing. This isn't about what I can be. This is about what you want me to be.
That's crazy.
No kidding.
Francine, listen, let's just cool. Francine, I swear to God, if you slam that door in my face one more time, I will kick it down. Francine! Do you remember yesterday? Do you remember what I was like down? I feel that madness come my way. I must drink to the vicious clowns. I don't know if I found your care, but I used to have a lot of names. Then one so tender pushed me here, and I watch as they fade away. Again, I wake up on the tiles, and it was like I was never gone. Then just before the pain comes on, remember, this is where I started from.
Sometimes a relationship is like a house of cards. No, wait, relationships are a damn house of cards. You spend all this time working on them and building them, and they look fine, you know, looking good, but the stupid things are fragile as hell. It doesn't matter how much time you spend working on it. If you want, you can bring it all down in a single breath.
What are you doing?
I'm not gonna play games with you, Francine. Talk to me, or I will kick this whole frickin' house down.
How did you do that? You smashed the door to bits.
Why are you running from me? Why are you locking me out?
Because, stupid me, I just realized I'm not your best friend. I'm your best project.
Have you lost your mind?
Look at your painting. That's who you want me to be. You said so yourself. Well, I'm sorry I'm not Superwoman.
That's not what I said. Don't twist my words. I hate when you do that.
Oh, really? I guess that must be another one of my problems.
Okay. Now you listen. And you listen good, because I'm only going to say this one more time. I do not mean to imply you have some huge, god-awful problem. I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings. For real. Okay?
Well,
all I meant was I know you struggle with self-doubt about your life and love, and why you can't keep a boyfriend and all that. What?
Oh boy.
What?
You want to know what my real problem is? You want to know?
What?
You want to be lovers, and I won't do it! There, I said it. It's out there. What do you think of that? Well, I won't do it. You hear me? It's not going to happen. I wasn't brought up that way, and if my mother ever found out, it'd kill her. So if that's all you're hanging around for, you can just leave right now.
Don't talk to me like Freddy Femur.
You act like Freddy? I'll treat you like Freddy.
This is why every guy you've ever known dumped you. What are you gonna do, Francine? Run off everybody who tries to get close to you? Which side of your family did you get that from? Your whore-dogging dad or your frigid mother? And what makes you think I want to be lovers with you anyway? How conceited can you get? You think you're so freaking hot that every man and woman on the planet wants you, whether they're gay or not?
Oh, don't give me that pious act. You are so gay, and you know it. I saw the pictures.
What pictures?
You know, the ones in your file.
You looked at my file?
I had to! You were never going to tell me about it!
You had no right!
I had every right! You go to California, you don't tell me squat, you just go and disappear off the face of the earth! Twice!
Oh, God! You are so full!
You've done it to me twice, Catchu! Twice!
Oh, wait, you're right.
How do you think that makes me feel, huh? You have this whole other life I know nothing about. If anybody's like my dad, it's you. I always knew you weren't telling me everything, Catchu. But you've never told me anything.
What?
Why, Catchu? Why do you say, let's be close, but then you keep all these secrets from me? Tell me. Fine. I know I haven't had a lot of luck with boyfriends, but it doesn't help for you to ridicule me about it. That's not how best friends treat each other. I guess if you had one, you'd know that.
Lucy, I'm home. Hey, Francine, guess what? I got an A on my art history. Hey, Catchu, guess what? I got an A on my... What's gotten into everybody around here? Hey! Where's my door? What happened to my room?
You've been listening to Episode 7 of Strangers in Paradise, Book 7, Sanctuary by Terry Moore, adapted by Thomas DJ. Produced by Thomas DJ, Chris Honeywell, and Nicole Tomte. Sound designed by Chris Honeywell. Music provided by Jim Moon and the Eldritch Light Orchestra. Nicole Tomte was Francine. Vanessa Van Zer was Catchu. David Ellis was David. This is a fan work produced with the cooperation of Mr. Moore, done solely out of love for the property. We lay no claim to the rights or characters. Please read the original series and other works by Mr. Moore, available through abstractstudiocomics.com. Now you can reminisce with every Strangers in Paradise audio drama omnibus available on archive.org. As always, you can contact us at atwinfo@gmail.com and join the conversation in the ATW Discord. You can find the invite at atw.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.